We are talking today about the pushing and pulling forces in your life, the people and things that move you forward and or stop you from moving forward. The way I find it is if I don't have anything pushing or pulling on me, I can just get stuck. And so I know that what's really important, and I'm sure you do too, that it's good to have somebody in your life that gives you a little push once in a while. And one of those people for me is Donna Lipman, who is a certified coach. And I'll give you a chance, Donna, to tell a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll go from there.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's very exciting. We've known each other for quite a long time, and we've supported each other in various ways. And I have been a life coach for the past 21 years, and I'm still coaching to this day. And I love it. I love being someone who can take somebody to a place where they never thought they could go.
If you try to even physically try to push yourself, you can't do it. And we want to be a positive force in people's lives. It's really, there has to be two objects for there to be force. It can be a book or it can be something else. But for a person, I think that's a really important part. And so it's like people asking you to push them or pull them. That's what they're basically asking, is for you to be a force in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really helpful when they come to you, you know, and say, hey, I need help. And they're open to that.
Yeah. Nobody likes to be pushed when they don't want to be.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not always true. Maybe they want to be pushed, but there's part of them that says, not that fast or not that much or not that direction. Or, I mean, that's really part of what the physics of it is, pushing them in the direction they want to go at a rate that they will, maybe they'll resist, but not resist too much. So you keep them moving forward. And how do you gauge that?
A life coach is often thought of as somebody who helps you set goals and helps you get to those goals. And that's all true. But I have some very specific ways in which I coach. One is that I'm a cheerleader. That's part of being a coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to feel good, come to me, because it's one of the things that I love doing. And another way that I support people is in giving them new perspective, showing them something that perhaps they hadn't really thought of before, or a new concept. I was trained by a woman named Debbie Ford, and the expertise that she trained is called shadow work. And it's those parts of us that we hide, deny, and suppress, and that we don't want others to see. And we don't want ourselves to see sometimes. And the concept here is that we want to be whole. And if we're holding down those parts of us that we don't like about ourselves, we're cutting ourselves off from that possibility of being whole.
The last session I did was about positive direction. And it really strikes me, it's about looking at the negative in a different way. We see some of these traits as negative, when really it's look at them in a different way, or, you know, in a more constructive way. I love that aspect of your coaching.
Yeah, it's very useful. And part of the way that we get to that, to be able to see things in a different way about ourselves, is that we find the gift in it, or find the wisdom. Why do we have this showing up in our lives? The last way that I work is to actually hold people accountable to be who they say they want to be and to do what they say they want to do. I think one of the forces that moves us the most, either positively or negatively, mostly negatively, is shame. Mm-hmm. My work is internal. And when you're talking about the forces, you know, that move us, oftentimes I think external forces. But these are internal forces that keep us from being who we want to be in the world. And that shame is all-consuming at times.
Right.
And
right.
So we do need help.
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple of concepts that I'd like to concentrate on. One is in the physical world and in the world of people, there's pushing and pulling forces. And what you just talked about, shame is really more of a pushing force, I would say, of I want to get away from that. I want to put that behind me. So it's like a pushing force, where pulling force is more the idea of something positive, like my dream of doing something, if I have a positive vision of it. And yet you can also have the exact opposite, which is something holding you back, but it's pulling you backwards. Well, that was always really good. I just wanted to stay the way it was. Or pushing you back from, I'm afraid of the future. Mm-hmm. So the difference in the pushing and pulling forces is, in some respects, isn't that important. But if you think about what they all are and kind of map them out, then you can address all of them. How do you determine whether somebody needs a push or a pull, and how do you balance those?
That's interesting. Well, I think the pull is the goal that you set. So that's the thing that gets you out of bed every day, right? That's the thing that pulls you forward. And what can push you backwards is the fear of being all that you can be. Like, what if, you know, a lot of people say, what if I fail? Well, a lot of people also say, what if I succeed? Then I have to be accountable for all of that. I have to be responsible. The past, though, you look at the future, that's part of the equation, but the past is also part of the equation. So if somebody's looking for a relationship, I really, really want to have the love of my life come in to, you know, my world. But you've been beaten up emotionally in the past by a relationship. It can keep you stuck. It can keep you in the past rather than stepping into the present or seeing what's possible in the future.
Yeah. And that's the thing of looking at the shadow and looking at what's the light. It's in the session on positive direction. It's literally when you're looking at that negative direction, turn around. If that's what you don't want, turn around. What is it that you do want, and how can you create that? Because if you don't want a verbally abusive relationship or whatever it is, then you really put focus on creating a relationship that has all the characteristics of you want. The tough thing is defining that sometimes, but if you know what you don't want, then you can just look at, well, that I want the opposite, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're looking at your shadow that I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, or I'm not smart enough, whatever the shadow is, then it's always going to be there. And the plan isn't to get rid of it. The idea is to find the wisdom in, well, why did I feel in the past that I was not good enough? And why did that have to happen to me? And so I don't want to beat that part of myself up. I want to integrate that.
Yeah.
So, and know that, okay, that little part of me that felt so betrayed needs something. What does it need today? So you practice that and you get a little better at it, right? And the more that you practice, the less that unworthy part shows up.
Right. And in my physics analogy, it's like if we make it positive or negative, then it has charge, which either way is not necessarily good. If you make it wrong that you didn't get the acknowledgement, or you make it right when somebody does give you acknowledgement, then either way, it becomes something that has hold over you, has charge, you know, for you. And if you can get to neutral and go, hey, you know, it's nice to have acknowledgement, and it's okay if I don't, and getting there is not, it sounds really good, but you know, getting there is a little bit of a challenge.
We're just talking about some words here. And the problem is the words are coming at you, but it's the meaning that you assign to all of that.
That you assign, yeah. We have so much of this going on right now in our world. Words are just what we assign meanings to and charge on, but we're assigning all kinds of charge to words, and really it's not productive.
It's not productive, and
the other part of it is, so there's the push and pull, but you could have push and pull from the future and push and pull from the past, and what does it really mean? And so what it comes down to is the driving and restraining forces. For instance, if you don't have a lot of money, like now with a lot of people going through this with the unemployment and everything going on, it can be something that pushes you forward, like, oh, I need to do something about it. It can be something that pulls you forward. Oh, I'm going to, you know, create this job or whatever. It can also be something that just freezes you.
If you are committed, that's another thing for us to look at. What are you really committed to? Because if you're not getting to your goal that you say you want to be financially solvent or make more money or whatever the goal is, after a certain amount of time, you have to question whether or not you're really committed to it.
And I think that that's the thing about coaching, is to find the things that are keeping someone stuck. It's the sum of the forces. What is the sum of it? If you have more driving you than restraining you, that's good. But those restraining ones can cause a lot of stress too, because you've got this conflict going on. Having a coach is so vital, because as I'm moving forward, if I've got this baggage that I'm literally dragging along, my forward motion isn't going to be very good. And if I can drop off that baggage, then with the same amount of force, I could actually be moving really fast. Mm-hmm. How can I reduce those restraining forces and increase those driving forces at the same time? That's what coaches are so good at. What you're so good at is to really kind of find that balance and move people, change the dynamics of the situation.
Yeah. Well, Debbie also wrote this book called The Right Questions. And I often use that book. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions is this belief or this behavior moving me forward or keeping me ruminating and wallowing in, well, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Or, you know, am I being pushed, pulled, restrained? It's a very simple question to ask yourself. And then you get to say, okay, I'm not moving forward. And all I'm getting out of this is some stuckness. Maybe I feel safe here in my stuckness and I don't have to move forward to see what's in the future. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to stay there? So, you know, that one little question just simplified the whole situation.
The other thing is about magnitude and direction. And what you just said about, is it something you're really committed to? Mm-hmm. And sometimes there needs to be just a little shift in the direction. Like, I think I want this because I should want this, or I've always wanted it in the past. How do we deal with changing the direction or identifying shifts in the direction that we need?
Well, I think the first thing you must do is to not make yourself wrong. And we tend to do that. What's wrong with me? I have been wanting this, or so I thought, all my life, and I'm not getting there. What am I doing? Who do I think I am? That's a big one.
You're mirroring me back, Donna.
There you go. And so stop it. Yeah. I like this little word, stoppity-do.
Stoppity-do.
When I find myself ruminating and going on in my head, I'll just say stoppity-do and take a breath. Stop making myself wrong or needing to reevaluate. There's nothing wrong with reevaluating and going back and looking at those written down goals. And I do this every 6 months. I change the vision board that I have
in
my bedroom. And that's the first thing that I look at every day. And that reinforces the goals. And then I look at, well, what did I reach? What did I not reach? And I'll make a shift.
And that's, again, whether there be a force, it's two objects. You need to interact with it. So having it on the wall and looking at it every day, that does impact you.
Yes.
So that sounds really good. And updating them, because as we keep moving, we learn the direction. Well, I thought I wanted this, but oh, really, I want this. And getting clearer on what that could be. The other thing about the forces is the magnitude. I always use the example of my mom. When she wanted me to do something, it would escalate if she said, Susan. And then if I waited too long, it'd be Susan. And then if it kept going, it'd be Susan. Like, the force would increase, like in magnitude, to get off my butt and go do something. I was a pretty good kid, but definitely that would have an impact. It's like also knowing how much you need to push somebody when they're resisting, because people do resist. They're afraid of the future. They're afraid of their, like you say, their greatness, as well as the possible failures. And how do you know how much to push or pull?
My clients will tell me. You know, they'll tell me if I've gone too far.
Oh, right.
But I've come to a place after 20 or so years of coaching to be able to assess where people are. Like, I've got a client this afternoon and I can push her. She goes for it. But I have other clients who I have to take little baby steps with them.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends on their capacity to shift.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you think we need in the world to get us in the positive direction and to keep moving in a positive direction?
That's an excellent question. I am of the mind of the law of cause and effect. And so I think our thoughts, our beliefs, what we speak into the world, what we think in our head, you know, I think that all plays a part in it. And it creates, I hesitate to say that it creates our reality, but I do believe that it has a big effect on what happens in our lives. And so every choice, every thought, every behavior matters. And I think that it's a big question right now. And I've been hearing it for the last couple of days on the news. How can we do this? Well, I think that we can put more positivity out into the world and stop with the fear, fear mongering. I think there's been a lot of that going on in our culture. And do what we need to do and just step up and participate. I think one of the things that has happened for us is that we have been sitting back and just letting somebody else do it. We can't let anybody else do it. So we have to step up and be that.
Yeah.
So it's all about being. Who are you going to be?
Yeah, there's the be, do, have cycle that people talk about. And I've always heard people talk about it as you have to be this, to do that, to have this. Right. And I think, well, how do you change your being? Well, it's through doing. So I think of it as be and do are a cycle that enable to have, because it is about being in motion and finding out what you do and you don't want. And I think that what we've been through and where we're at has created enough force to get us to change. Sometimes things have to get bad enough for you to go, I'm going to change. And I think with our country that may be the positive aspect of what we've been through and where we're at is that maybe it's time to say, you know, we're breaking down all the structures that are here and how do we change them and move forward them? Mm-hmm. And so we need to create a vision of a future for the driving forces to say a world that works for everyone.
I love that vision that you have, Susan. It is true. And I believe we can make that world that works for everyone if that is truly something we, you know, hold in our hearts and in our beliefs and in our actions.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. You're always so on point, my dear.
Wonderful.
Are there any closing thoughts you have about being a force in people's lives or having a force in yours?
It's a great honor to support people in being who they want to be and even more than they thought they could be. It's the honor of my life, really.
It's wonderful.
And it brings me along too. So I get something out of it.
That's true. There's always forces in both directions.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you very much. I'm really glad we did this, and go forth and have a positive force on the world.